Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
On this Giving Tuesday, WGN Radio and Marquette Bank invite you to support your local community organizations and nonprofits. Get involved, make a difference, and support Chicagoland causes close to your heart.
720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. It's a day of giving sponsored by Marquette Bank. And Manny Jimenez from Marquette Bank is with us. Thank you for taking time, Manny, to join us here at WGN. How are you?
I'm doing well, John. How about yourself? And thanks for having us on.
Oh, I think this is a fantastic thing. This whole day of giving, I mean, who can argue with that? You know what I mean? It's just, it's good from top to bottom. What is your position at the bank?
Yeah, John. So, like you mentioned, my name is Manny Jimenez. I'm first vice president and the director of the CRA department. So, you know, I sort of get a front row seat to all the good things that we do locally in the community.
CRA stands for what?
So CRA is a Community Reinvestment Act.
Tell the listeners some of the things that Marquette Bank does under this umbrella, because it really is quite impressive.
Yeah, so maybe I'll start off by, so obviously Marquette Bank, we're a modern neighborhood bank is the way we like to talk about ourselves. Started in 1945, independent, locally owned and managed, you know, helping out neighborhoods through banking services, education, grants, and other supporting the growth of the neighborhoods, not just the city of Chicago, but suburban locations. So why we feel we're a little bit different is sort of, you know, we have modern banking. We, do as much as we can with digital, online, mobile banking options that the big banks do. So we have it all. But some of the human side is being local and neighborhood driven is when you walk in the door, we know your name. You know who you are and still have access to the same professionals and the same ability that any other larger institution may have. So, you know, and some of the good things that we do and greater things that we do as part of our CRA program is we have an award-winning initiative called the Marquette Bank Neighborhood Commitment. And, I can certainly talk a little bit more about that.
Please,
if you'd like.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also want to hear about the shelter, hunger, and education things. I want to hear about your scholarship program, because these aren't the kind of things that I normally associate with the bank, quite frankly. You know, I think it's
good. So thanks. Yeah, that's a good segue there. So, as part of the CRA program, right, so we have an initiative called the Marquette Bank Neighborhood Commitment. And so what we do is we divide the year into four parts. So we sort of focus quarterly on each of these items here. And so we focus on shelter, education, health and wellness, and hunger through several different initiatives through each quarter. And all of them supporting local organizations by giving back, helping others, talking about the needs, and sort of spreading the word. You know, so through these initiatives, we're able to be part of the community, give back, and also, connect folks with other organizations where the need may also be. And so each month when we partner with some of these nonprofits through shelter, education, health and wellness, and hunger, you know, we also try to volunteer. We host any type of food drive or any type of drives, service projects to support local organizations as well. And as you mentioned, go ahead, John, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll jump in. I'll say it again. These aren't the kind of things that people, at least I've never associated a bank with this kind of community involvement and this kind of reaching out to help others. And I was reading some of the things that Marquette Bank does, and it's amazing to me. 60 scholarships for graduating high school students each year. I mean, that's really impressive.
It is. It's such a great sort of opportunity.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of the fulfilling parts of my job, so we do have two foundations that I help manage. We have the Marquette Bank Education Foundation, which, as you mentioned, does award 60 scholarships each year to graduating students from local high schools. Mm. And, you know, that we've been doing this since 1968.
Wow.
So we've actually awarded over $3.6 million so to higher education, right? It's pretty close to over 1,800 high school students from the Chicagoland neighborhoods. So all these scholarships are funded through the foundation, so which is helps us, you know, spread that up, you know, very nice. And this past year, the each scholarship amount was $2,500. So, you know, once a year we get together and figure out where that number needs to be, and we do the best we can to spread it out, you know, to try to reach pretty close to that 60 or more, depending on any high schools in the area that may have been added or some closed at times or what have you. So that's an awesome initiative. And Marquette Bank also has a second foundation that's the Marquette Bank Affordable Housing Foundation. And so this award-winning first-time home buyer program offers grants up to $7,500 for qualified buyers for down payment and closing cost assistance. So this also allows us the ability that we can stack other grants. So if there's an opportunity with any other organizations or any other programs that sometimes the city or the state has, you know, we have the ability to stack these. And we've had customers that have had up to $19,000 in down payment and closing cost assistance. So therefore, allowing them to either buy more home, have less of a payment, or keep a little bit of that money they might have saved for down payment for maybe their reserves or what have you. So, and in addition to the grants that this foundation offers, it also gives us the ability to fund community development projects and grants for local neighborhood community development organizations.
And you're also a bank. I wanted to throw that in there, too. By the way, there's scholarships, there's community housing initiatives, there's this association with the community, there's this, and oh, by the way, they still are a bank. I mean, it's incredible work you're doing.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that very much. And also, I want to make sure that I mentioned to you that we also offer financial education and home buyer education. So we offer classes and seminars, you know, on a wide range of financial service topics, as well as, you know, home buyer education. So, you know, for example, we can host a fraud seminar for seniors or teach classes at local high schools.
Amazing.
You know, our bankers are experts and they're available to either do a review, consultation, you know, either in the areas of retirement, planning, paying for college, obviously with the home buying, estate planning, and as you mentioned, you know, savings and budgeting. So these are all important topics that, you know, at every point in someone's life, you may need to sort of get a refresher on some of these things. And so we do offer them to not just the community at large, but also to our partners. So where we can come into the local high schools, as I mentioned, a church, you know, an economic development agency or a local nonprofit, or, you know, your local neighborhood block club that we can come into and talk about something that they may need at that particular time. So it's been good. And it also helps us develop those relationships with the community members as well.
I would say so. Well, Manny Jimenez, thank you so much for being with us. You know, I don't want this to sound too trite, but it sounds like at Marquette, every day is a day of giving, a giving back to the community. And I want to thank you so much for helping us here at 720 WGN do our part with you today for the Day of Giving. So thank you so much, Manny, and continue the good work.
Thanks, Sean. And on behalf of Marquette Bank, we appreciate your support as well. So thanks again.
You betcha.
On this Giving Tuesday, WGN Radio and Marquette Bank invite you to support your local community organizations and nonprofits. Get involved, make a difference, and support Chicagoland causes close to your heart.